Unlike the gentle Indians, they didn't willingly submit. On more than one occasion, they threatened to leave the city unless they were treated better and given a share of the fields and pastures which the patricians liked to keep for themselves. After a relentless struggle which went on for more than 100 years, the plebeians of Rome finally succeeded in obtaining the same rights as the patricians. Of the two consuls, one would be a patrician, the other a plebeian. So justice was done. The end of this long and complicated struggle coincided with the time of Alexander the Great. From this struggle you will have gained some idea of what the Romans were like. They were not as quick-thinking or as inventive as the Athenians, nor did they take such delight in beautiful things, in buildings, statues, and poetry. Nor was reflecting on the world and on life so vital to them.